Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIKRLS. This past weekend in Indianola, they celebrated the 2001 state championship basketball team, as it's been 25 years since they hoisted their crown. Here is the presentation and then an interview with player and native of Indianola, Joe Butler.
2001 was truly a night to remember. The Indianola Indians came into the tournament as the seventh seed with a 17-6 record. They had qualified with victories over Southeast Polk and Des Moines Lincoln. The first round opponent was Waterloo East, the second ranked team with a 20-1 record. Needless to say, Indianola was a huge underdog, but after most of the team dyed their hair blonde the night before, the Indians came out ready to play. East had a hard time recognizing who to guard, and our guys were hot from the three-point line. The result was a 61-45 beatdown of the number two team in the state, handing him their only second loss of the season. The semifinals were next, with third-seeded Dubuque Waller the opponent. The Indians started strong and had a 32-28 halftime lead and expanded it to 50-39 going into the fourth quarter. Waller came storming back to take the lead 68-67 with a minute to play. Not to be denied, the Indians hit two big free throws to take the lead and then held Dubuque on the next possession, made one free throw and won the game 70-68. On to the finals for only the second time in school history. On their way to the finals, the Indians had beaten the number two seed and the number three seed. The opponent in the championship game was number one seed Urbandale, a member of our conference who had beaten us twice that year. First half was back and forth with Indianola making 5 3-point baskets and Urbandale had 6. The Indians took a 25-24 lead into the locker room at halftime. While the team was in the halftime locker room, the Indians' favorite son, Chris Streep, was inducted into the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Hall of Fame, one of only two Indianola basketball players to receive this honor. It was a very moving ceremony, and the team seemed to rally around their mystical hero. The second half was all Indianola. The third quarter produced a 3-point lead for the Indians, which they held, and then the fourth quarter finally pulled away with a 58-48 victory in the 2001 Iowa State Class 4A Championship. The Blonde Bombers from Indianola, with the mystical help of one of the Iowa's all-time best players, had gone from being unranked to beating the top three seeded teams in the state of Iowa, an accomplishment that may never be duplicated.
Now, we are joined here with Joe Butler here, one of the team members of that 2001 team. You know, we'll get those first half stats after we sit down here and have a quick chat with Joe. And Joe, that was a pretty cool deal, huh?
Yeah, pretty amazing that everyone came back and was there, and amazing crowd, a lot of good memories.
Have you seen most of those guys since, you know, the high school days? Were there some guys you hadn't seen since those days?
There are guys I haven't seen in 25 years.
Wow,
so,
that's special.
Yeah, to have everyone in the same space and celebrating the same stuff, pretty impressive thing.
Fantastic, and I didn't realize that you guys were kind of the underdogs that, you know, rise to the occasion. And that's a pretty cool story, huh?
Yeah, you start thinking about all the things that had to happen for that to work and happen. Probably never happens again. Some overtime wins in sub-state, 7-seed, not a lot of people thinking we're going to be the team that comes out on top, and then to roll through the 2-seed, the 3-seed, the 1-seed, bunch of Division I players all over the place, and just played it as a team and came out on top.
And you're one that stuck around this community after that, and it's a community wins the state title, not just, you know, 15 guys on the same team. It's the community takes on the championship, it seems like, in these areas.
Yeah, I've been an Indianola guy after high school. Been around both as a business owner and also involved with the basketball community, and you start to see a lot of the same faces, and when they start to celebrate those things and have a lot of the same thoughts, it definitely creates a community of basketball, which is pretty awesome.
Fantastic, Joe. We appreciate the time. Wish we had more time to talk, but they are returning to the floor. Thank you, sir, and enjoy the weekend with your old teammates, family, friends. It's going to be an awesome weekend.
Sounds good. Really appreciate it.
Again, that was Joe Butler with the 25-year anniversary 2001 state championship Indianola boys basketball team here on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS, the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KNIA KRLS.